Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I'm here with my good and evil wife, my hot and cold wife, I'm trying to think of more opposites, sinner and saint of a wife.
Why am I all opposite?
Because we have a very conflicted show tonight.
Okay.
Hi, my love.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, good. I'm drinking again. my
liver
is on overload at this point.
Poor liver.
It has been a long weekend of drinking and partying.
Yeah.
So I guess let's jump right into it. Do you want the good first or the bad first?
Whatever twirls your beanie.
All right. Well, let's start with the I don't know. We'll start with the bad. Get it out of the way. How's that? All right, guys, if you've been online and you're a member of any of the Desire groups, you know about the shit show that is going on with Desire Meaches. Let me first and foremost start out by apologizing for ever promoting that place. I am sorry if I had you go there and book, because it's just a nightmare. They sold it. They're done. Temptation is pulling out of Meaches after just over a year.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And up until just not even a week ago, they were taking reservations still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were taking reservations. They were taking deposits. They were selling memberships to Desire Meaches.
Oh, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, they're done.
Now they're done.
We don't know what this means for the resort. It's going to continue on under new ownership, but we don't know if it's going to be what it's going to be.
We don't know if it's clothing optional or if it's changing. We have no clue.
Yep. There is very little information very little reliable information coming out right now.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody is posting that they, you know, their only option is to cancel and it's, you know, rebook to Cancun. But that's coming from the original partners. It's coming from Desire.
Desire. Of course they want you to cancel and rebook in Cancun.
Of course. So we have no idea. We know about as much as everybody else does.
Yeah.
We've got our travel agent.
She's checking. Working on it, but they're not telling them anything
no.
either.
No. So we don't know what the concept is going to be. If it's going to be the same concept, we're going to go and give it a shot. Because we love the resort.
Oh, absolutely. And
the beach.
Here's my problem. The staff that's there, the people that run the actual resort day to day, phenomenal. Awesome people. And that goes true for any Desire property.
Management.
Management that runs the group, horrible.
Horrible.
They are the worst communicators in the world. And that was proven in Meaches twice now. You know, they opened the resort. Well, they didn't open the resort and didn't tell anybody. People showed up expecting to go there because they were supposed to be open, and they couldn't. They weren't open yet.
Right.
But they didn't tell anybody that.
No. So, you know, we would definitely give it a shot if it's the same concept. If we get there and it's not clothing optional or whatever, I want my money back.
Well, yeah. Well, thankfully for us, we didn't pay any money.
Well, no, but I mean, if we get there it's not.
No, we're not going to get there unless we know for sure.
Right. And thankfully, we weren't until April. But by the way, everybody, this is all JD's fault.
It is. I know. You think I have the power to close an entire hotel
you
down.
You do. It's all your fault because you said it's going to be a takeover.
I know. I'll never say those words again.
Nope.
Yeah, I will. because I'm not a believer in superstitions.
Yeah. So, we have flight credits because we've already booked our flight. So
we're going somewhere.
We're going somewhere.
We just don't know where yet. So, and honestly, with everything that's going on, right, the other thing they did.
Oh, jack wagons.
About 2 or 3 weeks before this all happened, the prices in RM and Pearl went through the roof. Mm-hmm. And they are still there because they knew they were going to get this influx of bookings from closing Meaches.
They jacked those prices sky high. So it may be a trip to Hito. It may be a trip to another clothing optional resort.
Right now, we checked. They are almost $2,000 more than Hedonism to go to RM for the same dates.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Exactly.
I am not paying that.
And there's other clothing optional resorts in Jamaica that, you know, we're kind of investigating. It doesn't have to be Hito.
No, it doesn't. Obviously, they're not lifestyle resorts, but don't know how lifestyle friendly they are.
Right. But what we do in our room, we do in our room.
Yeah. Since we're traveling with a group, that might be okay. So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. This is just, it's... I just have to shake my head and laugh because this whole thing, other than, you know, the few months where they operated and where we actually went, the Monroes went twice. We all loved it.
Loved it.
Absolutely loved it. But yeah, everything else about it has just been a nightmare.
And we were telling everybody when we were at RM, go. It's awesome.
We have really, I would call them good friends. We actually only met them once at RM, but I've stayed in contact with the husband of the couple. They live in New York, and they were actually scheduled to be in Meaches on, like, the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
They're closing January 16th as the official last day of it being a Desire property. So
yeah.
They got screwed big time because right. With no information coming out, they don't know what to do, so they went ahead. I think they went and canceled and... So, yeah, not risking it.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Well, yeah, nobody's giving any information on what this thing's going to be. So, yeah, I wouldn't roll the dice on that.
Heck no.
No, not when it's my vacation and my money.
Well, and not when you're paying that much for flights.
Yeah, I don't remember what our Dominican flights were. They're like $800 a person or something.
Yeah, well, the total came out to
$700, something like that.
A little over $2,000 for four people.
Oh, well, that's only $500 a person.
Or $3,000. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Or four. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was closer to four.
Yeah. Luckily, we strictly use one airline. I'm a member of all their perks and stuff, so we can roll all that over into future flights and stuff. It's not a big deal for us, but
right.
To have your stuff canceled at the last second like that,
that
would
sucks.
Piss me off.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's the bad.
That's the bad.
Should we move on, get rid of all the bad juju?
Yes.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Scooby-Doo ending. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this weekend and the holiday.
Oh, my goodness. What a whirlwind.
It was. We kicked off on, well, we really didn't do anything on, well, I should,
Friday
I'll back up. Well, we went to a friend's daughter's birthday party on
Friday.
No, we didn't.
We went and saw their son.
We went and saw their son, who was home from the Navy. Yes. Man, my mind just does not work anymore.
No.
So, yeah, he was in town for just a very, very short window, so we wanted to hang out with him for a little bit, so we got to do that and had a few cocktails, played a little game, and it was funny.
Had him snort some coke off my thigh.
It was part of the game, and he was so shy about it. It was so cute.
We were playing Don't Laugh or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And he had to mime snorting coke off of somebody's leg.
And like the only other female in the room is his mother, so he chose Carmen.
It's so funny.
It was funny. Oh, so yeah, we had a great time hanging out with them. I actually ended up staying there a lot longer than anticipated, and glad we did, and glad we got to spend that time with him and his family. So,
oh yeah, and then had to come home and bring groceries in.
Yeah, it was on our grocery night, so we just, it's cold enough, leave them in the truck.
And unpacking the truck at midnight.
While not entirely sober, yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, we really didn't do anything. We hung out, you and I.
Yeah, we went and saw some family.
Yep, we went and saw a little bit of a family member, and that was kind of it. Actually, several family members, but for a few hours. But other than that, we just decided, because we had so much coming up, we're like, we'll take it easy tonight.
Yeah.
And we did. Then on Sunday, Christmas Eve, we went and did a little family thing at lunch. And after that, we came back to the house and met up with Foxy Couple.
Yeah.
Other Desire friends who we had met last trip at RM. They came down and stayed with us for a couple of days. It was wonderful to have them here. It was so much fun. They came in, I don't know, what, 5:30 or so on Friday night?
Yeah, about there.
Friday night. Sunday night.
It felt like a Friday.
It did. And we just hung out. Sunday, we had, I keep wanting to say Friday and Saturday because it was actually Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, we just hung out, the four of us, sat in the hot tub for a while. They got to see the house. We gave them the tour of everything around here. And then we had a little sexy fun time.
We did.
That was a lot of fun. And then woke up Saturday and we hung out all day together and just kind of sat around and talked a little bit. We really didn't do too much on
because I had already had all the food prepped and they brought food. So it was really just setting everything out and cooking pizzas. They brought some pizzas from their local pizzeria that were take and bake. And they were really good. So they brought those, so we had to cook those later.
Yeah, and one of the things, we were kind of up in the air on everything because we didn't know exactly when everybody was showing up. We just kind of made it an open door. Hey, if you know, it's Christmas Day at this point. If you're done with your family stuff and you want to blow off some steam, just come on over. So we had an open door, and actually people started showing up, what, around 4 o'clock?
Something like that.
Somewhere around there. So, yeah, it worked out good. Had two additional couples stop by. Cherry Pie Couple was one of them, and then another set of friends who we were going to meet just with, but now it doesn't look like it.
Right. And they brought their kids.
Yeah, brought some kids along, and we just kind of hung out and played some games. They were fascinated with your weightlifting machine.
They were.
And played a little indoor beer pong that was meant to be played outdoors, so that was fun.
With big buckets.
Yep. And yeah, we hung out. Cherry Pie Couple actually ended up spending the night. And then the other couple, because of the kids, you know, they wanted to get home and get them into bed. So
it was like 7 o'clock and the one was about to fall asleep.
Yeah, they were pretty
the oldest. They were.
That's a lot.
It's a lot for, yeah. For
Christmas Day is a big, exciting time. So
yeah,
they've been going, I'm sure, all day nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So they took the kids home and then the six of us hung out and we played a different little game.
We did.
I don't remember what it was called, but it's a...
It's a lifestyle or something like that.
Yeah, lifestyle type game. It was fun. Had cards from one flame up to four flames, and even some of the two flames were pretty risque.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, it was a good time.
It was a lot of fun.
Sat in the hot tub for a little bit again, and then... I think the weekend had worn on everybody by the time we got in the hot tub, because we literally were in there for about a half hour, and it's like, yeah, let's all go to bed now.
It was rainy out there.
It was rainy and cold, and yeah, not a very nice night.
No, and so Mrs. Foxy was kind of fading quickly, because I think we got in at about 10:30.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I got about an hour in me. And she's like, no, I really don't.
Yeah.
So they went to bed. The Foxy Couple went to bed. And we sat up with Cherry Pie Couple upstairs for a little bit. So we didn't disturb them.
Yep. Just talking and shooting the shit. So
yeah. And then I think it was like midnight and we're all like,
it's bedtime.
I'm done.
I think Mr. Cherry Pie, I think you outlasted him.
Yeah.
He was fading fast.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So that was our holiday weekend.
And they ditched us really early. They had to go and let their puppy out. So we woke up to a message at 5:15. That they had gone to let the dog out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what time were you guys up?
Yeah,
and I think Foxy Couple left at about 9 on
somewhere around
on
there.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we did a whole lot of nothing.
Well, we did some laundry and put some food away and did each other. And I took a nap. I know that.
Yeah, I did not. But we sat in the hot tub for a little bit.
Yep, we did.
Chilled out, talked, and then it was very low-key on Tuesday.
That's kind of how our reconnect days tend to go, though. Have a little sex, have a little hot tub time, and then just kind of...
die early.
Yeah. It's a good day, though.
It was. It was a long weekend, but it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Do you want to talk about our Christmas present from Foxy Couple?
Yes, I do. First of all, we yelled at them, don't bring us stuff. You don't need to, but they obviously wanted to, and I appreciate it greatly. So they gave us a box, and it was so cool. They had typed up a letter. I don't even know how to describe it.
But well, they took tidbits from the show.
They did, and it was so funny the way they worded this thing.
Yes. They got you a bottle of Jack Daniels.
They did. Not just a bottle of Jack Daniels, a bottle of single barrel rye.
Yeah.
Which is yummy, which they heard me raving about on the show.
Right. And, you know, JD doesn't just stand if you drink too much or just Jack Daniels. It's
Jell-O Dick.
Jell-O Dick. Yeah.
I like that.
I got JD.
That is funny. And they also included in the little box a couple of vibrators for Carmen.
Yeah, they're little baby magic ones.
And they were funny because, you know, Carmen always talks about the rechargeable ones and not wanting one because she's so afraid that it's going to die during the middle of an orgasm and she's going to be screwed.
They're just not as powerful.
Yeah. So they bought her two.
They bought me two.
So she'd have a backup and would always have a spare at hand.
It was so funny. Make sure they're always charged.
That was hilarious.
That was awesome.
And the other thing that was in there is they gave us one of their favorite squirt blankets.
Yeah.
Waterproof blankets.
Waterproof blankets. which it doesn't matter which side goes up.
Yeah.
They're lightweight.
Yep.
So... yeah, we did not bust that out because I wasn't in a squirting kind of mood yesterday. Probably too damn dehydrated.
You probably were. After all the alcohol and, well, secretions. But in the letter, they talked about how it absorbs great and it does not pool. Nobody will drown.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
That was awesome. They took such time to put that together for us. Yeah. And thank you so much.
That was awesome, guys. We really appreciate that. And my God, we got a good laugh out of that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And just the whole weekend laughing and talking and
I mean, it was nonstop. Even Friday night hanging out with our friends and their son from the Navy, we were laughing so much. Sunday with Foxy Couple, we were laughing so much, and then the party, the Christmas party, oh my God, we were laughing.
Oh my gosh. Like yesterday or Tuesday, my abs hurt just from laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Too much good food.
Never too much, but yes, there was a lot.
A lot of good food. So, yeah.
Nope. It was a good time. Everybody had fun, I hope, and I'm glad we did that. It was a great idea. We used to do the Christmas night thing, and then it went away for a long time, and then it kind of came back last year.
Well, you used to do it before you married me.
I did, yeah.
And we never did it.
I thought we did one or two.
No, we didn't do it while the kids were home.
Yeah, and it came back last year, and now this is the second year for it. And people seem to really like it because, you know, you're done with family stuff at that point. It's time to go have a cocktail and just let your hair down a little.
Yeah.
So, worked out good.
It did.
All right. I guess that kind of wraps everything up that we had to talk about, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
On the docket, you guys already know, New Year's Eve, we're hanging out with Cherry Pie Couple. We're going to go do something. We've got some options there, maybe a little karaoke, maybe a band, definitely some good food involved, and we'll see what else.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, we are off and running to go meet what did we decide their name was going to be? Controller Couple. Which is hilarious because I don't think they're into the whole BDSM thing at all.
No, but it's just funny.
We're going to go meet those guys. We met them on the Bliss Cruise, so we're going to go hang out for a night with them at a little halfway point in between us, and looking forward to that meetup.
Right.
Yeah, because we haven't seen them, obviously, now since November. Oh, my God.
No,
over a month and a half.
And then the weekend after that, we have...
We have a birthday party.
We have a house party.
Yep, we have a birthday party that weekend. Then the following weekend after that, we have a game night we're going to. So we are booked solid for January already.
We are.
Yep.
So.
Off and running, man.
We are.
We love it.
No rest for the wicked.
You want to tell everybody what my mother got you for Christmas?
She got me pool floaties. His mom says, I need a $50 gift for each one of you, and I want the link because I'm not going shopping, so just send me the link. So I'm like, I just go buy whatever I want. I don't know what to tell you. And so I'm like, I'm just going to tell her pool floaties.
So you told her pool floaties. You actually found mine for me, too. I told her a pool volleyball net. What'd she do? She calls me and goes, oh, so are you guys getting the pool put in?
Nope.
No. I told her no. I said, no, we're going to just put this on we're going to get some inflatable kiddie pools and float around in them. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah. So we have volleyball. We have pool floaties. Not enough pool floaties. We need more.
Okay. If you say so. We need the pineapple and the unicorn and all those fun
ones.
I don't
want that big.
Why not?
Because that's too big. It'll take up the whole damn pool.
No, you get the small, like your T-Rex one. That's about that size of a unicorn.
Yeah, but then you have to blow it up.
You do. Or somebody does. I don't have to. You want to use it? Here you go. Start blowing. If I had a dime for every time. All right, guys, that is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. It is MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, S-O-M-E, @gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois, or, of course, on SLS under Lake S Couple. And speaking of messages, we didn't bring this up, but after our second show we did about Desire RM and all the stuff we forgot, we got a wonderful message on Facebook from Nebraska Couple.
Oh, yes, we did.
They reached out. They were listening to the show and just wanted to say hi, and it was so good to hear from those guys. I really appreciate that. So thank you so much for reaching out. Please, if you would like to, do so.
Absolutely.
We'll answer you probably eventually.
You're really good about answering emails.
Yeah, usually am. But on the weekends, I don't check that email a whole lot, so sometimes things go...
I don't even have...
unnoticed.
I don't even have access to it. I mean, I can just pull it up on the other computer.
Yeah, it's on all the time. So.
I know. I just don't.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back next week with an all-new... Oh, we should mention programming note. We talked about having the Monroes come on and talk about their Desire Meaches thing. We couldn't make it work tonight, and that was on our end, but I think we're going to get them in next week, and we'll talk about by then, because they're going to a New Year's takeover as well. They're going to have some more stories for
us. Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. So hopefully coming up next week on the show, we'll see.
And enough with the Midwest goodbye.
Huh?
I said enough with the Midwest.
I keep thinking of different shit I want to say, I know.
You got your Midwest goodbye going on.
Oh, and how's Aunt Carol doing? I forgot to ask about Aunt Carol.
She's good.
That's going to wrap it up, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.